Noticing awareness internally, awareness externally, and awareness both internally and externally. So we've been practicing with this contact with another being. This broadening of perception that's actually much more accurate to how things are, rather than the mind kind of narrowing down to a single point and constricting. And there's much more than this other person. There are the trees, all the other humans in this room, the earth, and I mean like the dirt, and all the beings that live in the dirt. It's alive. And see what it's like to let awareness loosen, widen even further. Not by leaving your body, but by anchoring and expanding. If you catch a glimpse of a tree outside the window, it's included. So in one of the sutras, it says, the earth is so vast, and yet it accepts everything. It actually makes room. And the mind of equanimity can be like that too. You know, when a pleasant or unpleasant experience happens in a narrow mind, it's pretty consuming. When a pleasant or unpleasant experience happens in a vast mind, it's not. So we can use this guideline open to relax awareness into the much bigger space that it is. So again, right now, pause. Feel the body, the particular flow of sensations in the body. Again, and then let awareness open. The sounds, the visual field, filling this room, including your partner and your co-meditators here in this space. Expanding over to the trees outside and the earth, the rocks, behind you, to the sides of you. And notice what that does to the sense of the mind. So I'll ring the bell in just a moment and we'll be in open dialogue, practicing open together. Like, what's it like when not only are you including your meditation partner, you're literally letting awareness expand, release to include the space, the natural world, the very ground under your feet right now. What's that like? Pause. Relax. Open.